Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We have an exciting, and I do mean exciting, show for you tonight. And I'm chuckling because I love saying my name at the beginning of the show. I don't know why that just cracks me up, but I love saying Don S. McClure. And you're listening to me on a Friday night. I am really excited about tonight's show. I mean, I must have watched 65 videos last night trying to pick the artists to fit into the songs with the great words with what I'm talking about on my show. And, of course, tonight's theme is pride and respect. But I'm telling you, I had such a difficult time all the way up until almost 10 minutes before the show. I was still picking out soundtracks. I mean, I got artists that I just truly am fascinated with, and you're going to be fascinated with them too. Tonight is Friday, and it is the 14th, and definitely you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we now have over 12,575 listeners. So that's truly amazing. I mean, my producer's flashing the big signboard up at me telling me, don't fire me. We got 12,000 listeners, and I'm not going to fire my producer. He's crazy. And again, everybody, this has been a fabulous, fabulous headed toward our goal of 25,000 listeners. And we got some interesting, interesting things to play tonight. We're going to talk about pride. And no, we are not going to play Aretha Franklin, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That's kind of dated, but even though some of our other artists are dated. But we're going to have a good show with a lot of new tracks and a lot of new people. Now, before we get started, I want to send some shouts out, but I've got to do the station announcements. I guess that would be good, huh? Well, if you want to email me, you can email me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com. And if I don't get that one, send it to my business private email, DonSMcClure@dsmpublications.net. And that's also where you can find a lot of my great, great books. We're going to read a review that a person just read, Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels, young lady named Tina, TJ, and she really enjoyed that book. So we're going to just lighten it up tonight. You are going to be so amazed at some of the artist's background information and everything that we're going to be playing. So before we get to the show, let me do these shouts out. I want to send a shout out to D. Joey in Lake Village, Indiana. I never heard of Lake Village, Indiana, but that's where she lives. To Denise in Chicago. To Gail in Dover, Delaware. Yes, we're being heard in Delaware. Nadine in Rockford, Illinois. Peggy in Denver, Colorado. Some young lady goes by Wonder Woman, and she's in Searcy, Arkansas. I mean, I hope she don't wear the outfit, Wonder Woman, and be spinning around with knocking stuff off with her bracelets. Sharon in Tular, California. We got a lot of people in California. TJ in Chicago. And a shout out to Marsheila Caldwell, who is reading The Gods and the Beginning of Life. And I had a chance to hear it on her Kindle with the voice. And I was so excited and amazed at the depth of my own writing. And a special, special shout out to Sheena. And she's in Indiana. So, again, I just think I am so proud of what I'm doing. I know you are, too. And to my best bud, Amaryllis Santiago, one of the greatest singers in the world, always got to send a shout-out to her, and her daughter, and her mother, and her grandmother, or whoever else is there, too, and her brothers. But, again, you're listening to the Donis McClure Show. We're going to kick the show off before I do our PSAs, and we are playing an artist that I like, and I'm telling you, I got a chance to watch the video live, L-I-V-E, or live, Warfield. And Prince has a lot to do with this young lady's career right now. He's just setting it all up, playing guitar. And actually, what I like about this young lady, she's out in Oregon doing some great things, putting some things together, but she's actually coming from the area of Peoria, Illinois. And you always hear me talk about Peoria because that's where one of my agents is. She's Evelyn. Well, I guess she was born in Peoria. But I can't believe that Liv Warfield is a native of Peoria. I mean, this young lady has one of the most distinctive and promising voices in alternative R&B. So let's get to her. She's singing a track called Catch Me If You Can, and she's telling her exes it's over with, if you can catch her, because she got a new love, and she's looking forward to that. Then we're going to come back, play a PSA, and then we're going to talk about pride and respect. But I want you to get your hands together, get your feet together, start stomping and jumping like you usually do on Fridays, and try to catch me if you can. Woo! And catch me if you can. When I saw that video, I mean, I hope you could see some of the pictures at the bottom of the screen. I mean, this young lady here, fire. And I think they still say fire. Well, I know they still say kill me because that's in one of the songs I'm going to play. But check that out. I mean, that's a heavy track. And Prince and the band in Oregon. And let's look a little bit into Liv Warfield. Like I said, she's a native of Peoria, Illinois, has one of the most distinctive and promising voices in alternative R&B soul. Liv started her singing career after moving away from home and settling in Portland, Oregon. And I had a chance to see the interview on her in Oregon, and she loves the bands that's out there, and she's saying Oregon doesn't get the credit for a lot of the music they create, but it's cool. But she's been in Oregon ever since she was in her late teens. It was here that Liv started dabbling in the music industry and had the opportunity to work with a lot of local musicians. These artists gave Liv the platform. I guess they just really accepted her to express herself musically and grow as an artist. After stepping on stage, everything transformed for one of the most upcoming, dynamic, and at some times, shy girl from Peoria, Illinois. This young lady gives some of the best, amazing solo live performances, like the video I saw. This is just really, really, really just great to see. She did something at a club called the Red Kiva, and they just went crazy over her. And like I said, I got a chance to see the live video. It was just amazing. Her newest album, The Unexpected, which is just busting out the charts, especially in the U.K. The U.K. has a lot to do with a lot of music, so a lot of artists just come up from out of there. But again, an amazing girl. I saw some of the pictures that she had, and she had dark hair when she first started, and then she just bleached it all blonde, her signature blonde cropped hair. So, again, think about that. You can get all the music that I play on my show on CD Baby or Amazon. You can just order it. And I always tell people, support the artists, because when you buy their music, you're supporting their craft. But that's Liv Warfield. Catch me if you can. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And if you want to reach me, you could call 347-633-9376 on a music break. When we break from the music, you can get in. Otherwise, Annette won't be able to talk to you. We got a lot of great things going on tonight, a lot of great artists. I am so fascinated with Dawn Joseph. She's got a track called Can't Breathe. And I've been riding around all day in my car tomorrow. I can't breathe. So I guess after saying, catch me if you can, and now I can't breathe, I think my producer's over there saying, you're not going to have a heart attack, are you? I'm like, no, I can't breathe, not that kind of can't breathe, you don't understand. Oh, and my maid said to tell everybody she's glad to be back working, and no, I didn't fire her either, and she's the one who requested me to watch the video for Liv called Catch Me If You Can. I guess she was saying if I can catch her, if she can, if she's going to come to work or not, but anyway, crazy, just crazy. My whole life is just full of crazy people, but I love it. So if you want to reach me, you could email me at McClureDonS at Yahoo. And I started to say Yahoo, but I guess I won't do that tonight. Anyway, let's get into Dawn Joseph. This is a fabulous, fabulous young lady. We're going to talk more about her. Definitely, I want you to know some things about her. She also does a lot with a group called the New Heavies, and I think they're the ones who introduced her. So let's get a track on called Can't Breathe by Dawn Joseph.
Yeah.
you kill me. You, okay. Oh, okay. All right, the track is back. And do you know I use that term a lot? You kill me. I was watching a commercial the other day for Arby's, and I like it when they brought out this new roast beef and said, get out of here. So everybody came in the store and said, get out of here. Okay, all right, corny joke. What could I say? Anyway, that was my girl. Now, let me tell you something about her. This young lady, I had to search and search and search and still had a hard time finding information about this young lady. I mean, she is so dynamic, it's crazy. And what I like about her was she plays guitar. She is just a fantastic artist. The song that you just heard, Can't Breathe, You Call My Name and I Forget to Breathe. One Night with You Moved My Universe. Man, that's a heck of a love feeling there. So, again, the artists are good. She has a lot to do with Ashley Clark, too, which is another artist that I like. And I put a lot of things together with that track. So we're gonna talk about some great artists tonight. But this young lady, she's hard to find, Dawn Joseph. But she made her debut with the group called The New Heavies. And they've had a couple of singers to be with them. So they're just an amazing group also. But again, you got to look some of these artists up and watch some of the videos. You can get the videos on YouTube or N Plus or Xbox. I mean, you can see a lot of these great things that I get to see. And matter of fact, maybe if people stop sending me requests to play all the love songs in the world, maybe they could see what I'm talking about. No, that's just a joke. That's just a joke. They don't always send that in. But that was my girl. You know, when you're doing tracks and you're talking about things, you have to have a platform, and we do. And tonight, we're going to talk about the word pride and respect. They're two words that truly affect our lives and our way of thinking, how we view them, and how we let them set some of the directions of our relationships. You know, a lot of times people will say, I got a lot of pride, or you don't respect me, or my views for respecting you are different from your views. And I think sometimes we get confused, but respect is a really, really big thing, and pride is also an amazing thing. Well, each week I also go to the dictionary and look up some of the words and see exactly what it's trying to say, and then see if it fits in my way of thinking. In the dictionary, it says pride is an inwardly directed emotion that carries two common meanings. With a negative connotation, pride refers to an inflated sense of one's personal status or accomplishments. They can't be talking about me, can they? Often used simultaneously with hubris. And I like that word, hubris, but no, I don't have hubris. With a positive connotation, pride refers to a satisfied sense of attachment toward one's own or another's choice and actions. So you can have pride in what somebody does. You can have pride in, like, the singers that I play. You can have pride in the boyfriend that you have because he's doing some great things. You can have pride in the girlfriend that you like, you know, and you can put some things together if you and her have that pride in there. And you can also talk about respect in those same senses. Sometimes we separate those words, but I think they need to go together. Well, you can have this sense of pride. It refers to a satisfied sense of attachment toward one's own or another's choice and actions, or toward a whole group of people, and is a product of praise, independent self-reflection, or a fulfilling feeling of belonging. Now, you know, self-reflection, when people say that you're either too prideful or you're vain, your self-reflection is talking about the achievements that you've made in life that you appreciate. So you can have pride in those, and it doesn't mean that you're being overly unsensitive to everybody else. It just means that you're actually really proud of what you've done and what you've accomplished. Now, we all know that philosophers and social psychologists have noted that pride is a complex secondary emotion which requires the development of a sense of self. It keeps going back to self and the mastery of relevant conceptual distinctions. I love when they make all those long words together. That pride is distant from happiness and joy through language-based interaction with others. Now, that means that I think what they're trying to say in that one is pride is a direct descendant of happiness and joy, because, of course, when you have pride, then you feel good about some things. And when you have pride about the cars you drive, where you live, what you're doing, it's not that you're trying to blow things out of proportion, but you have a pride about that. A lot of men have pride when they wash their cars. A lot of women have pride when they go buy shoes or go out and have a good time and look great. Having that pride will also help you exercise more, because you want to be healthy. You want to have that pride when you walk down the street that somebody says, man, they look pretty healthy. Plus, she looks pretty good. Or the guy looks nice in those different suits that he has. But I want you to examine that word. I want you to take a look at that word and see what it means to you. And how much pride do you have in yourself? Because once you gain pride, people usually can't tear that down. And we got a little sad story tonight we're going to tell you about one of the singers that we're featuring dealing with her son, but she's overcame those issues, done a great job, and she paid attention because she had pride in her son, and she wanted the school system to respect the difficulties he was having as a child with disabilities, and they didn't, and she sued him. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about that story. But we're going to talk about respect. We're going to play a quick PSA, and when we come back, we're going to do the new heavies featuring my favorite new girl, Dawn Joseph. I mean, man, she is just the bomb. But let's get to this quick PSA, public service announcement, and make sure you get rid of your old phone books, because that's what this PSA is about. So if you haven't gotten rid of them, you need to do it now.
Hello?
Lisa, it's Janet.
What's wrong?
These are the bridesmaids' dresses for Lindsay's wedding.
Oh, no. Tell me they're not fuchsia.
Oh, they're not fuchsia.
Then what? Oh, they're gaudy, aren't they? All ruffles and lace. Great. Well, look like a chorus line.
No. They're really quite simple. It's the material I'm most concerned about.
Oh, I knew it. I specifically said no chiffon. I mean, it's so passe. I just don't think...
It's not chiffon.
Then what?
They're made out of old yellow pages.
What? I didn't catch that. It sounded like you said they're made out of old yellow pages.
Yep. I'm afraid you heard right. It's got something to do with recycling and good karma on her wedding day.
Oh, that's special. I'm not going to know whether a guy's checking me out or just looking for the number of a good mechanic.
Funny. Very funny.
There's a better way to recycle your outdated Dex phone books. Find out just how easy we've made it in your neighborhood. Call 1-877-2-GET-DEX or log on to DexKnows.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. And I am so glad it is not snowing out there. Now, we talked about Neo Soul. And my producer said, hey, you were supposed to play another PSA earlier. And I was like, okay, I missed that one. But that happens sometimes. But anyway, listen. There's a difference in J-pop tracks, R&B-influenced tracks, and just new J-pop. Well, Neo Soul, J-pop, whatever kind of tracks they want to call them, I happen to like them. And I think a lot of artists are mixing a lot of things, which is coming up to just be great music. So rather than balancing it in and saying this is what it is and this is what it isn't, and I think that a lot of people are moving toward the new direction of just saying, you know what, I want to hear some music, whether it's hip-hop or putting some things together with some rap artists and then coming up with something slow. So I know that this new track that we're going to play, and it's not actually totally new, but it's new to the United States because a lot of people haven't heard of the New Heavies. Now, I kind of like them, and they, to me, have a nice sound. They've had a couple of singers that's been leading for them, and they made the official singer Dawn Joseph. So let's listen to the New Heavies, You've Got a Friend, and I think you'll really like that. And again, it gets right back to the word of pride and respect. Because when you got a great friend, you've got that kind of respect and love for that person.
No!
the amazing part about Dawn Joseph, she's born in Jersey, and of course it's New Jersey, the Channel Islands. Dawn was fast becoming one of the UK's most promising new talents. She is the daughter of Jersey-born mother. That's where her mother's born at. Boy, they get these notes screwed up. But it says the daughter of a Jersey-born mother. I don't know why they couldn't mention her name. And a Dominican bass-playing father. That means her father played bass. But he's from the Dominican Republic. That's amazing. But anyway, on October 10th, 2013, the brand new Heavies announced via their website that Dawn Joseph had officially joined the band as full-time lead vocalist. I started to say singer. And that the brand, and that, God, must be drinking too many Coronas. And that the band were working on a new studio album slated for release in early 2014. Now, the brand new Heavies, they had 8 albums, they've done a lot of great things, and basically, they're considered an acid jazz band. The brand new Heavies began, let's say in the 1980s, as an instrumental acid jazz group called Brother International. The group came up with the Heavies name after signing their first record contract, borrowing from a liner note on a James Brown single, declaring the artist minister of new super heavy funk. As the brand new Heavies, they gained a cult following in the London club scene and soon signed to Cool Tempo as acid jazz. And they kept working and working and working with different artists in the 1990s with J. Ella Ruth. She was the lead singer, and like I said, right now, they have just officially, 2013, announced that the young lady you just heard is their new lead singer. And I can see why. Like I said, if you get a chance, go to YouTube. Type in Dawn Joseph if you can't find her there. She's actually got a Facebook page. She's very pretty, very talented young lady. So that's what we're talking about with underground music or neo-soul. She's considered a neo-soul pop, J-pop recording artist. I just think she's great, and I like the new Heavies. They've been around for a while, 1980s. That's a long, darn time. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. We've got 56 more minutes into the show. If you want to reach me, dial 347-633-9376 during one of the breaks, or you can email me like most of you do at McClure, Don S, at yahoo.com, or you can reach me at Don S. McClure at dsmpublications.net, and I want to send a shout out to all my 12,500 listeners, because without them I couldn't have a show. And it just wouldn't be what it is. I get a chance to buy music and do some other great things. We're going to slow it down for a minute. And we're going to get to the artist I was telling you something about. Her name is Bridget Radeau, R-I-D-E-A-U. And sometimes in French it's pronounced Redeau. So anyway, this is the young lady I was telling you about. And the story was kind of sad. Let's see if we can pull it up on our soundboard, because that was something that just really, really amazed me. I got a chance to see her videos, and the videos were really, really amazing and good, and I like the way that she puts everything together in jazz, and she's from my mother's hometown and my grandfather's hometown, New Orleans. She's a native. Her first CD release, The Opportune Tune, that's a strange name, afforded her the chance to do something she loves. The sad part about her story, she's a fantastic singer, we're going to get to that. She had a son that was, I guess the proper term would be disabled. And I can't believe that at the school he was going to, the teacher used to take his lunch and broke his finger or broke his thumb and treated him really bad. And she would notice when her child came home, he just wasn't feeling well, things were going on. But she became very diligent about checking on this, and she wanted to push to get cameras in the classrooms for children that are disabled. Well, anyway, she sued, won $1 million, and the doctors had told her when her son was first born that he wasn't going to make it. And she proved him wrong, and he grew and got better because her pride and respect for who he was, her son, stepped in, and she said, you know what, you can't tell me that I'm going to make sure he's around and do the things he wants to do. So it was just amazing. But when I was reading the report, one of the news stations, CBS 11, and that was in New Orleans, has learned exclusive information about a federal lawsuit filed against a major North Texas school district. The Keller family says someone they trusted to care for him abused their son. Spoke with the family that is suing a former teacher in the Keller Independent School District. They claim the teacher is one who inflicted abuse on this child. The Rado family is also suing the school district, claiming it knew there was a problem and failed to stop it after suffering brain damage as a baby. Bridget says her son, Terrence, had a little hope of surviving to the age of 3, but he made it. He turned 18, and he is thriving beyond all expectations with the help of therapy, nurses, and his fiercely protective mother. They said, if you just love him, he will prosper. Radu recalled, everything they told me he'd never be able to do, he's doing. And so she went about her business, got everything together, and she won the lawsuit. So now she goes around singing, and she was singing then. She puts everything about her life into songs. And so I thought it would be just phenomenal to play one of her tracks. She's a great jazz artist, and she likes Ella Fitzgerald and all them. But for a woman to have that much pride in herself, pride in her child, and have a respect for him, saying, look, you can't tell me he's going to go anywhere because he's my son, and he deserves to have a good life like anybody else. And she kept checking on him. So I always tell you, make sure you check on your kids, check on your girlfriends, check on whoever you got, but make sure they're okay, because a lot of times you just don't know. But let's get into her track. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and check her out. She's B-R-E-G-G-E-T-T, last name R-I-D-E-A-U, and I think you're going to like the way she sings. And we all know she's protective of her kids, which is the way most mothers should be.
Still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets. But still I've learned that all you give is all you give. So give it all you've got. I've had my share, I've drank my fill, and even though I'm satisfied, I'm hungry still to see what's down another road beyond a hill and do it all again. want to play. For laughs, for life, for love. So
if you want to find out more about that fantastic artist, go to www.bregettridea.com or www.myspace.com/bregettridea for the up-to-date news. And it says that on July 31st, 2008, Bridget graced the stage and performed live at the House of Blues for the release of the next chapter of her life, the debut of More, with a standing room only electrifying performance that left people begging for more. Bridget has set her sight on bringing just that more and more, received a first round Grammy Award nomination of Best Jazz Vocal Album, and has placed a thankful smile in Bridget's heart. So again, this young lady's out there, and she writes a lot of things from what they tell me about her personal life, and she sings them in a song. So that was just a beautiful rendition of the song that she put out there. And like I say, she's a spirited woman and definitely loves her children, and that was in Texas where all this debacle happened with her son. But she challenged the system, and that's what we're talking about, pride. Sometimes when you have pride, you have to really fight for what you believe in. And don't let anybody turn you around. Don't let people tell you that you think more of yourself or your head is getting bigger like they tell me all the time. Oh, I meant to tell you, I was at the train station coming through there with my dark sunglasses on and my Columbia green jacket, looking pretty cute and pretty good and pretty handsome. And this porter, a black guy, jumped off of the porter stand where they had all the luggage. And he said, "Don, you look so cool. Don, that's McClure." And I said, "Get out of here." He said, "Yeah, I've seen you come through the station a lot." But, I mean, to have somebody jump off of a thing and say, "Man, you are just the bomb." I said, "Well, thank you." Well, he didn't say the bomb, bomb, diggity, but I told him thanks. And I had a great day that day. It was warm. Then it snowed the next day. I couldn't believe it. But I'm telling you, that is really amazing when you go somewhere and people recognize you. If you want to get some of my books, go to www.dsmpublications.net, and you will find 7 of the best books in the world written by me. I'm working on 2 more, and the genres vary, but I love writing. We got 43 more minutes into the show. We have been playing some off-the-chart, off-the-chain, tune-up music, and I really enjoy it. It's just a lot of great things that we do. It was kind of a sad song, but I really respect what she believed in. And because I remember when I was born and premature, they told my mom I wasn't going to make it. And look at it. I'm here today to wreak havoc over the airways and wreak havoc into the book industry. So that's pretty good. And my producer's over there saying, "Yeah, you wreak a lot of havoc in the studio." He's crazy. He's really crazy. But anyway, we're going to take a quick PSA, public service announcement, about some light bulbs. And when we come back, we're going to get more into some more tracks. Man, the time is flying on a Friday night, but I'm glad all of you are here. And I want you to get your lumas or luminans, because that's what light bulbs are, the new ones.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Now, let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
And we're back on a Friday night, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And we're going to speed it up a little bit. Now, you all know Janet Jackson, and she's the sister of Michael Jackson, and she's a great performer. Well, again, I got a chance inside of my 65 videos that I almost went to sleep on, and the lights kind of cut off. I got a chance to watch Janet do a track that called If, and I had to find the words to see if would fit with what we talk about with pride and respect. Well, actually, I found that the song does. What Janet is talking about, she sees this guy that she likes. She thinks he'd be the best thing since apple pie in her life, but she's not his girlfriend. So she tells him in her mind, and she doesn't really tell him. She says in her mind, all this other stuff she could do and want to do and think about doing and would do, she would. But one of the parts in her song says, "But I'm not, so I can't, then I won't, but if I was your girl." So sometimes when you see somebody you really, 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 really want, I think you better go ahead and tell them. But otherwise than that, Janet was singing this track, and I mean, I must have played it till the neighbors at Shop and Stop said, "Could y'all turn that studio music down over there? You act like you're having a party." But anyway, this is If, and like I said, I love the part when she says, "I wish I could." And actually, it doesn't say, "I wish I could." But it says, "But I'm not, so I can't, then I won't. But if I was your girl, I'd just do everything in the world I'd do to you." But with respect, she's saying, "Hey, I haven't told him." So she needs to get her game up. But let's listen to this track. And it sounds a little bit like they took something from the Supremes tracks. And it's got a great bass line, and it's real creative, like some of the stuff Michael would have did. So let's do If. And you ladies out there, if you're thinking about somebody, tell them. Don't just mess around with being at home thinking about them. Tell them you really like them.
Yeah.
I can't and I won't and I think, oh, okay. I can see me and my producer live with all black on and I'm turning around and spinning like Michael. Okay, anyway. Anyway, we're going to go to a track by Ashley Clark. And actually, Ashley is hard to find also because he changes his name from Ashley Clark to Ashley Thomas, back to Ashley Thomas Clark, back to Ashley Clark. I don't know. But he's been around for some time, and it was hard searching for things, finding him, because he's one of the greatest neo-soul composers and writers and pulling people together. And he's worked with our girl, Dawn Joseph, and a lot of other people. But this track that I'm going to play for you, in fact, a couple of tracks by Ashley, is just phenomenal. The videos are nice, and I'm telling you, it's hard to find a lot of things. When you look up Ashley Clark on the Internet, you get a bunch of girls on Facebook, and that's not Ashley Clark. Ashley was inspired by the likes of four heroes, IG Culture, Bugs, B-U-G-Z, In the Attic, Stevie Wonder, Steely Dan, James Brown, Prince, Marvin Gaye, David Bowie, Miles Davis, Jimi Hendrix, Herbie Hancock, and Parliament. Ashley Clark knows where it's at when it comes to writing soul, and I'm telling you, Ashley is bad, just super bad. His music has been described as a fusion of classical vocal hooks and symphonicoptic rhythms. Boy, they write some crazy stuff. Held together by distinguished vocals that never fail to evoke emotion. Now, that's a lot of respect to bring in all these great artists and people that you work with. Following the success of his EP, Keep On Running, Ashley's debut album, A Tale of Two Cities, was released 2008 to critical acclaim, including strong DJ support from the likes of Giles Peterson, Radio 1 Extra, Craig Charles, BBC, Six Music, and a whole bunch of other people. They just think he's great, and so do I. He's worked with Steve Salvieri, and just, man, I mean, I'd have to go on all night long. But anyway, for the Neo Soul Project, Steve combined talents with veteran vocalists Dawn Joseph, Kylie Minogue, Nate James, Craig David, Daniel Betterfield, In Vogue, and the man hailed as the next big thing on the London scene, Nathan Watson. There's a whole bunch of people on this album. And I mean, it's, like I said, one of those hard to find. They vary back and forth. But I'm telling you, for Neo Soul, Ashley Clark and everybody else together with this stuff to keep changing artists and adding things, but you'll like Ashley Clark. He's doing a track called Because of You, and of course it's featuring our girl. Dawn Joseph is somewhere in the group. Let's take a listen to this. I like it.
When you're right. tray when I see your face. Now all I wanna do is give you
because of her. And that's pretty amazing. It's why he wrote the track in the first place. Oh man, that's deep. Anyway, respect. A feeling of admiring someone or something that is good, valuable, important, etc. A feeling or understanding that someone or something is important, serious. Did you hear that out there, ladies? Serious, etc. And should be treated in an appropriate way. A particular way of thinking about or looking at something. Now, you know, like I said again, R-E-S-P-E-C-T is important in our lives, what we do. And you're not going to have everybody's always going to agree with you or like what you say. And they can be respectful enough to say that's your principles. I tell people all the time, like if you go to where China is or the Muslim nation and they say a different word than what you say, just respect that that's their culture, not yours. And so you can't force your impressions upon them. And it goes across the board. Whatever you respect and have to give respect, you got to analyze where you are, what you're doing, who you're doing it with, and everything else. And if you find that it doesn't work for you because you have beliefs, you got to remember where you are. If you're, like I said, if you're in China and they bow to say hello, go ahead and bow. You know, I remember when the president's wife, Michelle Obama, great woman, went over to England and she didn't have on sleeves and they made a big deal out of it. The United States, she felt like she don't have to wear sleeves. So, you know, you have to respect her view as being the president's wife, the first lady, and she doesn't have to dress like everybody else. So respect is a big thing and pride is a big thing. Again, like we talked about that young lady that's singing, you know, she made a choice. She felt pride in her son, no matter what was wrong with him, it was her son. And she wasn't going to let anybody mess over him. So I think that a lot of times we need to examine that, a feeling of admiring someone or something that is good, like me, I'm really good, valuable, important, etc. A feeling or understanding that someone or something is important, serious, etc., and should be treated in an appropriate way, a particular way of thinking about or looking at something. That's our word, respect. We're going to play a track by Ashley Clark called Found a Purpose, and he's talking about respect and finding a purpose. We got 25 more minutes into the show. That hour has already moved by. Man, I can't believe it, on a Friday night. But we're going to do Ashley Clark, Found a Purpose, and then we got one more track by Ashley, and then we're going to swing to another artist. Stay tuned with me. I'm enjoying the show, and I'm enjoying being here, and yes, I'm going to sing tonight somewhere. I think I'm going to go do some karaoke. How about that? And I'll play some of my own songs. Maybe I'll play If, or maybe I'll play Catch Me If You Can. But let's listen to Ashley Clark, Found a Purpose.
Thank you.
Since I found Ashley Clark, I really like that. And guys, this show is for you also. Remember, respect and pride. You got to respect the woman that you're with, whether it's your girlfriend, your lover, your wife, your soon-to-be wife, whatever it is. You know, respect and pride goes a long way. And that's the way you're going to be able to build your community. You're going to be able to build your life. You're going to have to be able to build a lot of things with those two words. And sometimes you have to fight for what you want, just like the young lady did for her son, and just like people have been around. I mean, some of these artists have been recording forever and a day, and I respect them in the fact that they love what they do. They may not be the most popular names in the world, but they're out there doing their thing. And some of these artists have had some really terrible times. Some of their stuff hasn't sold, like Sarah Evans. I mean, she's in Nashville, a little country. And I used to live in Memphis, so I've heard all kinds of music, and that's the thing that I like about my show. I play all kinds of artists. I don't stick with one thing. I don't play all gospel or all soul or all classical or all neo-soul. I play some of everything. And again, appreciating that these artists are out there trying to do their thing deserves our respect and our pride in them for at least giving it a shot. Doesn't mean they'll always make it, but it means that we need to at least listen to their music. And you might find something that you like on one of their tracks. Sarah Evans is from Nashville, and she's been doing a lot of great things. She's had a little bit of a couple of problems with a couple of the tracks she's put out. They haven't been so successful. But she's back now with something new, and I think that I liked it when I saw the video last night. Some of her pictures are on the actual speed thing that's in the bottom where you can see my pictures. And very beautiful young lady. And again, Nashville's kind of tough. I was talking to an artist, and I was telling her to go out to Nashville to see what she could do. And like I said, it's not an easy market. The music industry is not an easy market. And being a writer isn't easy. But you got to have people behind you that stick with you, that really want to see you make it. So it takes determination and to know that you got to fight for what you want. But that pride and respect are two important words that maybe you need to sit down and examine and talk it over with your mate. You know, maybe everything's not cobra-stetic like they used to say. But just try to get a better position on the word and see where you want to go. Sometimes you might have illogical pride where you want to stand your ground on something that just may not even be worth fighting over. So, again, like I say, every week we look at a word, try to get you to examine it, and to broaden your mind, your horizon. That's why we play different music, so you could just say, you know what, maybe I didn't listen to that before, but I'm going to check out a couple other tracks. We're going to go a little country on you with Sarah Evans, and she's got a new album out, and she's kicking Nashville in the Derrier or Gonkabuka or Gonkabuka or whatever you want to call it. But she's out there making waves, and she's going to stick with it. She's got a lot of pride and courage and respect. So let's listen to Sarah Evans out of Nashville. You never know. And what she's talking about is even if you've had your heart broken before and even if your boyfriend did whatever and gone, hey, you never know when that new man is going to come around and be the best thing in your life. So she's saying don't close your heart, don't close the doors, and I write it down. She says say goodbye to the past, lovers, and move on. You know, just find that one guy that you really like and bust him upside his head and say, hey, it's you. But don't hit him because I don't want you to go to jail. I don't have any bond money to get you out. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. We're going to play Sarah Evans out of Nashville. never know where you're going to meet him. It could be any day he's knocking on your door, and if you keep thinking about the past and won't let that go and respect that you got to move on, you may be missing something really good, because you never know. That's what she's saying in that track. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. We got 13 more minutes, actually almost 12 minutes left. I'm telling you, this hour and a half flies by, and I'm always having fun on my show, and my producer's just jumping around having fun, and he says, Don, I just love the music that you select. It's always different. I say, yeah, pick a lot of great stuff, because I am just the man of the man. Matter of fact, you know what? I was going to save this track to leave with, but I think I'm going to play this because it kind of fits. And it's going to be by artist name. Now, check this name out. Egbert, E-G-B-R-T, Nathaniel Dawkins III. And he is super popular, but he doesn't go by that name. That's the name that's his birth name. He's born January 7th, 1979, and he's better known as Alo Block or Black. He's a Panamanian American singer, songwriter, rapper, and musician. He is best known for his singles, I Need a Dollar. But he's got a track out that somebody played for me, and I said, you know what? I like that track, and it fits me. So I'm going to see if I can find it on my playboard. And because what he's saying is who I am. And you got to believe in yourself and have respect and pride. And I am the man. So that's the track that he's playing. And just think of that long name. So we're going to listen to Egbert Nathaniel Dawkins III, known as Alo. That's a darn long name.
Well, you can tell everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody, go ahead and tell everybody, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, yes I am, yes I am, yes I am, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told, paid for every heart that I ever stole, I played my cards and I didn't fold, well it ain't that hard when you got sold. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom come. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I got all the answers to your questions. I'll be the teacher, you could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher, you be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all you stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier standing on my feet. No surrender and I won't retreat. And I'm now in face of love. Won't hide my tail or turn. King when kingdom come. Well,
I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I'm the, oh, okay. And my producer said, Don, you know what? You are the man. And with over 12,000 listeners on Blog Talk Radio, the hottest radio on the Internet, I am the man. That's what you got to say. So go tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Listen, we got six more minutes into the show. We're going to hit you with a track by Reuben Studdard, because I liked him. We played him last week, but not this track. He did a track by Stevie Wonder. It's really great. And right after that, we're going to play our last track, and I'll be the heck out of here. And I'm going to go to a karaoke bar. But let's play Reuben Studdard, You Are the Sunshine of My Life, which I hope I'm the sunshine of your life and somebody's life. I'd like to brighten your life up. I know I'm the sunshine of the life to my producer and my maid and special people out there. So anyway, Reuben Studdard, You Are the Sunshine of My Life, originally done by Stevie Wonder.
You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye, forever you'll stay in my heart. I feel like this is the beginning, though I've loved you for our love was in vain, I would find myself drowning in my tears, all because you are the sunshine of my life. Oh, that's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye, forever you'll stay in my heart. Must have known that I'm so lonely, baby, because you came to my rescue, and I know that this must be heaven. How could so much love live inside of you?
Enjoyed the show. I'm going to play my last track, and that was dedicated to the couple that loves to slow dance every week. They're married, and they get together, glass of wine, and they slow dance to my music, and boy, I can understand why. If I had somebody to really, 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 really hold on to at that one song right now, this minute, I'd be slow dancing in the studio right now. But guess what? I'm going to get a chance to dance special anyway. So, I'm going to say goodnight. My favorite saying is enjoy life. That's all you have. And I really love my audience, and thank you for being tuned in every Friday, all 12,500 of you. And I'm going to end my show with Can't Breathe. I started to say Catch My Breath, but Can't Breathe by Dawn Joseph. Again, I love that track. That's my new Hunty Monkeys Cheerios and Honey Bunches of O's and whatever. But this is dedicated to that special person. And have a good weekend, everybody. See you next Friday. Enjoy life. That's all you have. My producer said, just play the darn song. Okay, Can't Breathe. Good night. Have a good weekend. Okay.